Now, today's top federal headlines. Homeland Security officials say they want a common budget structure for nearly all of the department's 22 component agencies. That change is included in the president's 2017 budget proposal. Secretary Jay Johnson says the new structure would help streamline the department's acquisitions under four different accounts. It would apply to all component agencies except the Coast Guard. The Commandant of the Marine Corps says junior officers and enlisted Marines would be the first to go if the service needs to cut end strength in favor of cyber priorities. That would make a large chunk of the Marine Corps vulnerable. 60% of Marines are under 25 years old. The ratio of enlisted Marines to officers is nearly 10 to 1. To modernize the force, the Marines have been doubling down on cyber and information warfare in recent years. The Government Accountability Office is launching a fresh review of safety at federal buildings. Congressman Jason Chaffetz, the chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, asked Controller General Gene Dodaro about this issue back in 2013. Chaffetz is now asking the GAO to review how well agencies are conducting risk assessments and whether security is getting better because of the standards. Only a few are barely in service yet, but the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter is already being modernized. More now from Tom Temin in today's DoD report.
The Navy awards Lockheed Martin an $81 million contract to sort out requirements and develop what it calls the Block 4 Modernization Program. It will apply to the Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps versions of the F-35. Boiled down, the contract seeks to improve everything about the plane, including its life cycle costs. That contract runs through May of 2017. I'm Tom Temin.